Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ada, along with Clink, Zahark, and Pinch, docked on Absalom Station in search of work for the No Wrong Answers. They found Sifel Theoreni, a Lashunta hunted for unknown reasons. Sifel would perish, but not before delivering a datapad with ties to Ada's past. The crew followed coordinates embedded in the datapad towards a top-secret research facility on Eox. They discovered Ada was experimented on for years in the name of the Cult of the Devourer. Her renewal process had been manually activated. They followed the trail to the Diaspora, where the Omenbringer lay, a beacon capable of activating the renewal of every android in the Pact Worlds, with dire consequences for everyone else. Zahark, a member of the cult, sought to finish the project, backed by Pinch. Ada, with Clink, activated the ship's self-destruct sequence instead. The mutated inhabitants of the Omenbringer awoke. They had mere minutes to escape. Will they live, or will they find themselves among the dust?
Horde of reanimated beings burst through the various vents that pepper along the side of this room. One barrels through a thin layer of the wall that is to your right. They begin to swarm into the screen. Now, we are in chase conditions. I have my own table that I will roll on randomly, and there will be things that will harm, hinder, and otherwise change the nature of the chase, whereas each other player who can roll at whatever turn you deem necessary, have a list of things that I have given you that are ways to better serve you, to help others, potentially put yourself at a disadvantage. This is a way for us to collaboratively explore our version of the final phase. Now I get to go first.
Oh dear.
Oh no.
So guys, you want to work together for this one or...
Maybe we'll sort this out later, hey?
I would love nothing more.
What's the problem? Hi guys, how you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, hi Zahark. How are you?
Oh, hi Zahark.
Friends.
Yes, you have many, many friends. They've all come to say hello.
Bet you're wishing you joined in on the ship tattoo session.
You think I don't have those?
You ripped them off.
He took a chunk out of his own skin and had the tattoos on it.
I'll do it myself.
The reanimated burst into the scene. They all stand up in various states of disrepose and disintegration. And one of them looks up, its eyes drooping, and it lets out a... centered at everyone except for the Yosoki at 3 feet, who ducks under, and this sonic force
bombards the remaining three of you. All of you are going to take 4 points of damage with the exception of Karma.
Hell yeah.
We just take straight up damage. No saves, no nothing.
No, this is the mechanics of this, is that there are no...
This is the mechanics of this.
That's fucked.
Death is death. Oh,
you're right.
Damage is damage.
Damage is damage.
Damage is damage?
I couldn't get a serpent to kill you. I'm going to get an army of...
So it's just straight to the HP.
Stamina first. Points.
Okay.
Yeah, always stamina first.
What about Dex?
Dex, the little robot.
Does Dex have ears?
He has 30 health.
But does he have ears?
Oh, you know what? Whatever happens to you happens to Dex.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's important. I've got to track that stuff. Yeah. If he, you know, he's handy to me. So if he carks it mid-chase, that's going to affect me. So
to be clear, your survival goal is to survive. You are looking to find a way
back to the ship.
And so as this swarm starts to congeal and congregate, and they force a barrier with the sonic resonance that puts them between you and the beacon, as this self-destruct sequence has made its way off the four of you, it is now the PC's turn. The way that the chase works is whoever wants to go first may go.
Sticky bomb grenade.
Very nice.
Go for it.
I was going to use grease.
So this is your...
That's also really good. Keep that in in mind.
This is your activating ability?
Yes. You said we could activate stuff you think would be flavorful. Well, I brought explosives and stuff that I haven't had a chance to use.
They're just burning a hole in your pocket, huh?
Hopefully I won't have any of them by the end of this. explode. Entangled. 2d4 rounds. A 10-foot radius. I have a +2 to the attack roll. Do you want me to roll an attack roll?
So, special ability or cast a spell.
Throw a grenade is what I'm... My ability. My ability to use my arm.
It's... An underhand throw is my ability.
Yeah.
I'll say, go for it. It's a grenade, which is like, I'm going to take it as the same thing as casting a spell. So basically...
Yeah. I don't have spells, so let me...
It takes
an
action.
You basically won't need to roll it.
Okay, cool.
Tell me, give me some damage on it, just for flavor, so I can see how much it's going to.
So, it doesn't do damage.
Cool.
Hear him out.
It explodes. It detonates with a splash of adhesive resin.
As soon as you bound up from your feet after the ringing in your ears is still racking your brain, you instinctively pull out of your backpack. Your backpack. Sticky
not your front
grenade.
Pack.
Yeah. And you lob it over and into the horde that is making its way towards you. And there's an explosion as this residue just paints them.
And then sets.
And you see there's a whole bunch of them and they're just like, stick it. Who's next?
I wanted to join him.
So glues them all together in a clump so we can get through them or past them.
I would like to go next, given that I was not affected by the screech in the first place.
That makes sense.
I'm just going to turn and run. And I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that using my survival for navigating. Finding
Great.
A good path to escape.
Go for it. Go for that survival check for me. As Pinch immediately starts to dash out from the room.
Does the fact that I've immobilized a bunch of them help that at all?
Think of it as a good thing.
Yeah,
that's all
okay.
I can. That's
okay.
all I'll say.
Good. Okay. I will.
I have a total of 23.
23. Do you call out for the others to...
Nope.
No?
I am going to... So we came in front of the chair that the guy is stuck
Correct.
Into. I'm literally going to step up onto the chair, leap over the back of it, and run out the door.
And race out.
Yes.
And you just go straight back the way you came.
Yep.
Like that same direction.
Yep.
And you start to barrel down the corridor.
Yep. And he's trying to remember where they came from, but going at top speed.
As some of these creatures you can see making their way along the wall and along the ceiling as they're kind of keeping pace at you as a few of them follow you out the door. As a Hark or Arda?
Well, I was going to use grease, but I feel like we've achieved the same thing.
For this room,
for this point, yeah. So I think the best thing would be to go, but I don't want to just like run.
Just
and
go.
Think.
Just go. It's fine.
It's kind of in the chaos of it. It's kind of like there are so many like reanimated in between each person sort of thing.
Yeah.
So like you can barely see each other. They're starting to pour in World War Z style.
Don't you mean World War Z style?
No, sorry. I'm being a dick. Okay, so scramble is athletic. I might squeeze, having the flavor that you set of there's so many now emerging between us, and Arda's trying to look out for Clink and also Zahark, and she has a sense that that Pinch has just scarpered, but she's trying to kind of maneuver her way around as she runs through. Two large obstacles or nimbly crosses precarious terrain as a shortcut.
I think maybe the acrobatics wrong.
Yeah, I think maybe if it's like a lab kind of thing, similarly she might try and nimbly jump over some of the tables and the lab benches.
Maybe duck under a table as a reanimator just flies over the top as you duck in the last minute and scurry underneath.
Ooh, I did very well. 24.
You hit. Well, you don't hit. You do.
Ow, my head.
You hit the table.
And you make your way out the door and head down the same direction that Pinch was heading in.
Clink, this way.
Zahark. Zahark is fucking livid. And so...
Fair enough.
Looks around at these reanimated, the bug which stopped him, the android which fled, and goes...
we're not done yet.
And he will try and spook the reanimated.
Great, which is an intimidation check.
Intimidation roll. And he's also going to make an attack against them with his gun, which I can do.
Yes, that's to help with the intimidation roll. Correcto. So you do the ranged attack.
They obviously have some sort of self-preservation instinct. If you blast a few of them, they will...
The others are like, maybe
not.
Cower
back, yeah.
I miss my shot, Sean, unless they have an AC under 10.
No, you miss.
Yeah, there we are. That doesn't matter. I fire a shot wildly into the mass of swarming bodies, and Zahark screams and yells as he runs through them, a big, meaty, seven-foot creature.
That's good.
17.
17 is not going to do it. These things, at least for the moment, do not know fear. You scream, they scream back. You can still, it doesn't hinder your process in being able to get out the door. You scream at them, they scream at you, and they tear after you as you lumber through the door, heading off after those who have run away.
It's Brendan Fraser in The Mummy.
Do I get to, like, also escape alongside?
Yeah, you're still, like, you're running
grenade.
As well.
Yeah.
So my
path is carved with the grenade.
Yes.
And other people either jump, squeeze, or scream their way out the door.
Correct.
Yeah.
And that's now the order that we're going to stick to.
Great. Right.
So remember that. All of you, roll me a d4.
2.
4.
4.
3.
Cool. As you're barreling down this short corridor, the four of you start to make your way, racing in this tight squeeze of an area. You hear the bellows and the screeches, and you see them tearing above you, some bursting through walls. One of them comes out from the side, and this is flavor, not mechanical, tackles Pinch, and you find yourself through a wall into a new section of the ship. At the same time, these are reanimated. You see there's like a three-pronged fork, and all the reanimated are funneling in through the middle one. Clink, you go down the right path. Arda and Zahark get herded into the left path. We are now in three different areas. Clink on his own, Pinch on his own, and Arda and Zahark running almost side by side down a pathway.
Ah, the best friends of the group.
Now running into the same order as before.
That's really funny. Those are entirely diced, and that feels appropriate. Narratively, that feels perfect.
That gives us a fun story.
I like that perhaps, like, Pinch is the quickest. So that's why they get
they slam
first.
Through, but then by the time they've passed, you're all still coming. So yeah.
Click, you're first up. As you find yourself in a... Well, where do you find yourself?
So this is a corridor that, like, snakes. Doesn't seem to sort of, like, have, like, a very functional purpose. It's this long kind of curving corridor, these broad sweeps that cover, like, a couple of hundred meters at a time. Maybe it's some sort of promenade or something. So alien and strange, the whole inside of this ship.
Yeah.
I can sort of hear them scrambling behind me, and I'll, you know, reach onto my rig, pop the next grenade. And this one I find in my hand is a electrical grenade, a shock grenade, which basically just means it does 1d8 energy damage rather than explosive damage. I've got normal grenades. I brought a lot of throwables. I'm sure glad I did. So this one is explode 1d8 energy, slightly bigger radius, 15 feet. And if they're behind me, he's just going to lob it over his shoulder and just insect legs are just going to keep on pumping.
Lob it over the back. And the great thing about this ship is because the majority of a ship is open to space, there is no kind of like sucking you out. If you do burst outside the outer hull, it's not going to draw you out, so to speak.
It's not pressurized.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you like lob it behind you, and then there's just a cacophonous bang as the walls shake and shudder and a massive hole, this crater is blown on either side of a slim corridor.
But this one's shocked. It's like electrical.
Yeah. And you feel and you hear them as they just go every which way as they're twitching and shaking, and some of them just stumble over the creature and continue to pursue you down the corridor.
Just keep running.
I also will mention, this is something I forgot to, is that you can decide to take multiple actions if you would like to. It is a cumulative -3 to each extra check you do. So if you want to do another thing, you can. -3. If you do a third thing, -6, and so on and so forth.
I feel like this action has gotten me out of this section, out of this scene, and I'm just going to keep running. I'm going to throw it over my shoulder, electrify them, and then I'll emerge into the walkway that runs around the edge of a hall. Large hall.
Yep, I've got you. You're almost like the secondary floor.
It's like a training room. Like down the bottom, they would do like sparring and fighting, and this is where their officers would observe them from.
Great. Pinch, you find yourself on the left hand. Well, you were on the left of where the others were. Where do you find yourself?
I think coming off of that longer corridor, he finds himself in like an office space. There's starter pads, there's desks, and there's some personal effects and things, but it seems like a communal space that people just do general busy work in on computers and things like that. So it's like kind of the multiple rows almost in cubicles, like a big office space. And what I would like to do, so if we do a second move, that's a -3, and then it's a cumulative.
Correct. So the first one's always free. Okay. Or whatever the check is that you have to do, and everything else is going to have a penalty towards it.
Okay. Well, to make things interesting, and because it's such a good stat for me, I am going to start by doing a survival check.
Great. So you're going to continue navigating?
Yep. I'm going to identify the best way out of this room. That is a 20.
20 is correct. 20 is good.
Correct. All other numbers
Very
are wrong.
Correct. You have role-played correctly.
Woo! So I think, given what I'm planning on doing next, what I would like to do is identify ventilation in this room, because there seems to be ventilation everywhere, and I want to be able to figure out which direction I would be heading back to the bay, the ship bay. If I were to enter the vents.
Yep, so that's part of your navigate role. Mm-hmm. I think you spot like a vent up the top, potentially where some of the reanimated had burst out from earlier. And as the reanimated that had shoved you through the wall into this office area start getting up, you leap on top of one's back, on top of one's head, and you launch yourself into the vent.
Yeah.
And you start to
dive in.
Scurry through the system.
I'm now going to do a second roll with my acrobatics to nimbly cross precarious terrain as a shortcut. So I'm going to use this as a shortcut to pass multiple rooms that would take me a lot longer if I weren't in the ceiling.
Yeah, absolutely.
John McClaneing it.
So with the -3, this puts me at the same stat as survival. So it's a base of 10.
Holy shit.
And I got a nat 20.
Yay! Which one was this again?
This is squeeze.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, you absolutely
do. I'm looking
to
cross a lot of area really fast.
Do you want to describe this?
Given A, that there were multiple reanimated in the vents already, and given Pinch's size, he can essentially run upright. Like, he does not have to crawl. He is hunched, but he can run on 2 feet. So he is at his top speed, and he's able to, kind of remembering the direction they came, adjusting for the fact that he's been thrown through a wall, he's able to judge the basic direction back to the ship's bay. And just anytime he comes to a corner, he turns, but he makes sure he ends up back in that same direction as fast as he can possibly get there.
And you also, because you are so nimble in the vents, there are literally reanimated in the vents that you just run past and they can't like
I'm
turn around in time.
Fast and small.
With
and so
grasping hands.
I'm able to sort of use them to propel myself further through, use them as launching pads, and they don't have time to turn around and breach me.
Anyone underneath it hears the
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a and then a foot to the face.
Yeah, absolutely.
Arda, where do you and Zahark find yourself running down?
I imagine, knowing that this is some sort of creepy Eoxian ship, that maybe we go through a strange room that is not quite understandable, but has like flayed flesh and like strange other species in jars. A real spook show of
can
it.
Can I suggest we're in a morgue?
Sure, let's be in a mortuary.
But it's actually a fucking, like, barracks for the soldiers.
Right.
So it's both of those
they
things.
They sleep in the, like,
yes.
on the slabs.
Yeah. So there's just, like, many, many slabs kind of as bunk beds almost. Yeah. Lots of cabinets.
With foot lockers.
Put their little name tags at the end of each one.
I hope those cabinets are empty.
Well, they will be shortly.
Oh, God. I would like to look to Zahark and say,
do I have your permission to save your life?
I'm saving my own. And if you'll note, this is what happens when people cling to life.
As you're running.
Yeah, it's tense. I think I'd like to use grease.
Cool,
it's
grease,
cool
yeah.
and I haven't used it.
Great, so explain grease to the uninitiated.
So just trying to put a little technomancer spin on it, but I'm imagining Arda makes the ground kind of seep oil as it coats a 10-foot square. And it essentially casts a greasy area in that 10-foot square that people heading through will have to pass a reflex check or fall prone, or they can do a acrobatics check, but they will move at half speed. So yeah, I think she just uses her hands motioning upwards, willing the ship itself to seep oil and grease as it covers the floor behind her as she runs forward.
And you hear like the snapping of bones and tendons as these creatures come through, and their muscles and sinews just give way and they fold in different in spots and just flump upon the floor, yelling and clawing and screeching out as mound upon mound just find itself toppled upon one another, bloody and now greasy.
My
oh no,
God,
not
you're
greasy.
Zahark is going to make continue what he was doing before, which is to spook and scare the reanimated that are attacking them. So whilst Arda has dealt with the ones behind them, several more are coming at them in waves,
falling off the beds as well.
Yeah. So Zahark is going to use his and I'm going to ask you quickly, Sean, if I can call a ranged spell attack, a ranged attack.
Yeah. So as long as it works as a ranged attack, yeah, you can use spells too.
Okay, great.
Very cool.
Zahark is going to use...
yes, I've looked. You've got a lot of spells.
I do. Zahark is going to use Mind Thrust.
And if you remember, Mind Thrust worked very fucking well when Dr. Zvoon helped you out with the glass serpent.
Mm. So it is a save from them. They make a will save. I believe the save DC is 15.
They do not pass.
Great. Then I'll deal my damage. Hopefully I get more than 4 damage, which on 2d10 is not impossible.
That's my favorite word.
Me fail English.
Nothing is impossible.
That's 11 points of damage.
Great. Hey. So because you got 10 damage or more, instead of getting the usual +2 that you would get to his intimidation check, you actually get a +4.
That's right. Zahark tries to intimidate, tries to spook his opponents. That's a 10 plus his base of 7, 21 total.
You get it.
Great. Yeah. Zahark, I think, throws the gun away. Who cares at this point, right? We're in narrative tense. Throws the gun away and says,
clumsy physical things. Devour, consume them.
And fucking breaks the brain of one of the heads pops and breaks. And he screams at the others.
Get out of my way!
Some of them like momentarily like back off, like almost in an animalistic wariness. Others dive after the head and dive after the body, but they like momentarily part like the Red Sea as there's slippery reanimated up the back and a wide berth, or a narrow berth actually, just enough for the two of you to barrel forward and escape out this room, continuing further, hopefully away from the belly of the beast that is the Omenbringer.
Yeah, I hope.
I hope so.
My turn.
How do you stir finder boys gonna find their way out of this one?
Don't
Two of you can work together. We're feeling very isolated right now.
You have Dex. I'm actually isolated.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Dex can't do anything.
Not really.
He's moral support.
One, two, three, four.
Sorry?
Sean has just given us all numbers.
He's given us all numbers.
Karma. I can't. Pinch is one, Zahark is two, Clink is three, and Art is four.
I can't think of why he would have given us numbers.
I don't think we want our number to come up.
No, I don't think so either.
It's like the draft in Vietnam.
Yeah, that's right. Numbers up, boy.
As you're racing through this ship, and you can hear the countdown.
3 minutes!
Oh, I forgot about the actual bigger problem, which is the
ship is going to start blowing up.
And you not only need... It's not just the reminder that comes up every now and then. The ship starts to shudder. It is shaking. It is almost like starting to cave and implode from the inside out. Shaking, shuddering for you, Zahark and Arda. Not only are the reanimated toppling off the beds themselves are starting to fall, topping like dominoes as you race, Clink.
It's like a training room with an observation railing around the rim.
Where the observation railing is, curving around the side, making up the walls, is just a variety, a multitude of weapons, staves, glaives, scythes, various guns, and they start to topple off the top and start to rain down upon you.
Dodge falling weapons. Oh,
acrobatics
no.
check.
You get to make a reflex save for me.
Oh, that makes more sense.
How's your reflex?
What did you say?
Acrobatics check.
How's your reflex there, buddy?
Out the way.
Plus four. It's my best.
Cool.
It's my best save.
That's good.
It's my best save.
That's good. Don't roll
that's
a
good.
One.
That's good. Don't do it.
You didn't. I didn't. I rolled a two, so you got six.
Great. So here's what we're going to do. This is happening to all of you. You start to notice that things are just breaking and toppling from the ceiling. For most of you, Pinch.
I'm in the ceiling.
You're in the ceiling.
Oh, no.
At one point, like the vent breaks and snaps, and you start to slide down.
Slide out.
Then you slide back up and scurry up the other half of the vent. For Zahark and Arda, you're dodging and deftly evading as things are dropping down and cracking into the ground. Clink.
Shorty, a little smile.
You get barreled against the railing on the right-hand side that momentarily stops you as it cracks and you almost fall over the edge. As you pull yourself back up, you turn around just in time to
see a
mallet that cracks down upon your head. You take 16 points of damage.
Holy shit! Starfinder, baby! 16?
The gloves are off, and it's Sean.
Really fucking well. And on top of that, all of you now in the next round, with this round coming, have a -1 penalty to acrobatics, to athletics, and survival checks.
And it's Sean with a giant mallet.
Kid gloves are off. How you doing?
What's the third one?
Four stamina left.
So acrobatics,
four
athletics, and survival.
Survival.
So
I took four.
That's where it comes in handy as well, as knowing where the...
That's right.
There'll be negatives and stuff.
Yeah.
This
little bug body didn't stand a chance.
You turn up in time and this mace cracks you across the face and it leaves a sizable gash. That is the blood starts to stream down your face.
Across my compound eyes, glittering into, you know, 20 different facets.
I'm just picturing, because it's an exoskeleton, it just caves in.
Yeah.
Now, oh my God.
Hey, look, I'm still on stamina. It's not HP yet.
Now,
so,
Clink, what about Dex?
What about Dex?
What about Dex?
Does he take damage too?
You said if you take damage.
Yeah. Can he make a Dex save?
Yes.
Good Dex has good Dex.
His reflex save is +6, so...
Phil, don't make that face.
Ow.
So
he only got 14. Was that enough?
Meets it, beats it.
Yes.
He takes 8 points of damage.
It's still not good.
That's also a lot. No, little
Dex. He's got 18 health left.
HP, isn't it?
HP. Yeah. He doesn't have stamina. No, he could have really done damage.
Does he have resolve points?
No, absolutely.
I can rebuild him. It just takes 24 hours.
You can make him stronger.
Yes.
We have the technology.
If he dies, it's not permanent.
Yes.
Like he's just sad.
He makes it out with you.
I was going to say, if you survive.
He might end up sacrificing himself for me. I don't know.
Speaking of which.
Kind of crazy.
Clink, your turn.
Oh, no.
Okay, so I fall against the balcony. This mallet cracks me on the head. The only good abilities are all at -2s now. What have I got left? 3 frag grenades.
Now, here's where I'm going to help you guys out. I'm going to deliver little bits of information
Please help me.
As far as the win conditions is concerned, the activate ability, if you keep doing the same thing over and over, not going to help you.
Yeah.
Right.
As in the activate ability one?
The one that's on there that says activate ability thing?
If we only did that, we would never win.
Right. Especially if you do the exact same thing. Like, basically what I'm saying is, throwing a grenade's not going
to
help you.
Yeah. Okay. So I need to... I've become disoriented, right? I've run down whatever corridors I can, just like throwing grenades behind me, whacked in the head. I need to reorient myself to find out how to get back to the ship. That is my way out of this situation, is to get off. And if I just keep running, I'm just going to keep running until the ship blows up. So even if it's at a -2, I need to know where I am. So I need to navigate. And if I navigate, then I can at least know for the next couple of rounds that I'm going the right way. Then I can actually make progress. Because for all I know, I could be running in the wrong direction.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Make me a survival check.
Survival is not very good. I only have a +1 survival, so I don't really know how to... Yeah. My computer has a map on
minus
it.
-1.
I'm in a -1 to my survival, so I guess I'm just going to do it. I wish I'd got a map on my computer. That would have been a good idea. That's 0. I got a 0.
Well, that's not going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I rolled a 1. So I get conked on the head, kind of stumbling along the balcony, holding the railing, and I'm just sort of looking around. And I look at Dex.
Which way is it out of here?
He doesn't know either.
I don't want to die here.
And you continue just racing forward. Dex almost like grabs onto part of your material with its little legs and just starts flapping in a direction. So as you hear the swarm continuing, you're just stumbling blindly now down a path.
Blood across his compound eye. He doesn't really know where he's going. Yeah.
Pinch.
Okay. I'm still in the vents, but the vents are now breaking. Since it's not affected by the minuses and it's a really good stat for me, I'm going to hide by using stealth, and I'm going to describe that as being kind of what you described in your turn, but I think the reanimated are falling through the gaps of the venting as it starts to break apart, and Pinch is just able to maneuver over those gaps, keep himself, like, even if it's literally like with all four limbs pressing into the walls, like holding himself up in a section that's falling, and watching the reanimator kind of slide past him out of the gaps. And he's able to just stay there.
So he's taken a moment to just hold himself in position as things are just starting to fall and break.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, better get 30, better get 20, 20, 20, better get 20, 20, better get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And he's taking stock.
He figures they're less agile than him. If they fall through the vent as it starts to collapse, he can hold on longer than them.
Make me a stealth check.
I got an 18, which is a total of 33.
That is going to be good.
Woo!
So you get a +2 to your AC for the next time the reanimated attack or do something.
Yep.
Or awesome. I do something. As you put all four limbs, just press against the vent.
Five, actually. His tail's involved.
His tail's involved. Arda.
Am I correct in interpreting what you said earlier? It's mainly if you do this exact same thing every time.
I'm going to say that it basically says with this activating ability, if they do something interesting or flashy or something that, like, that as a DM at my discretion.
Okay.
So let's just say the first time you did it, it helped you. The second time you did it, it didn't. If you did something entirely different with the activate ability, as long as it's deemed of its self-importance.
Like, if you can be creative, you get rewarded.
Okay.
If you are boring, then you get overwhelmed and die.
There's no check necessarily, like the other things, but it's harder for it to help you.
Cool. I just wanted to make sure because I've used activate ability a few times, but you know, four different abilities. And as well, I need help figuring out what this is. Is using my jump jets activating an ability?
It's an ability.
It's my move.
Yeah, it's a thing that you can. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. That's actually a great use of the activate ability.
Because I imagine it's just they're coming in thick and fast, and the ground is breaking, and those bunk beds that you described before, Chris, have pretty much just knocked themselves over, creating a little barricade. So Arda would like to grab the handle of one and just spring up, hopefully maybe grabbing, I imagine maybe like kind of catwalk up the top, like for people, you know, engineering people to kind of walk up ahead. And she's just going to kind of like use that now that she's kind of up on the ceiling, flying out of the room.
Yeah, you're in the same section, but you're now on different levels almost, Arda and Zahark.
Mm-hmm.
Great. No check needed. Zahark.
Zahark is going to activate a spell called Wisp Ally. It's a glowing ball. It's supposed to, in combat, help like with harrying fire and that sort of thing. So he's going to activate his spell Wisp Ally. And the Wisp Ally, I'm going to add as kind of like flavor to my distract roll. I'm going to distract using Intimidate, add my Wisp Ally as part of that.
This is flavor to help you with what will be your bluff or Intimidate roll.
Correct. He will yell up to Arda as she's like flying up there.
I don't fear death like you do. Embrace these things.
And then we'll turn to the Horde and say,
follow me, cowards.
And with the little Wisp, he'll try and distract so that they follow him instead of Arda.
Bluff or Intimidate?
Intimidate, I'm using. Oh no. I rolled a 3.
No. What's your...
Plus 7 is 10.
Is 10? Unfortunately, no. As you do that, some of them like veer over to follow you, but the others just barrel past you as well. As you keep running, like some of them still keep their eyes on Arda, unfortunately. So you are still racing, but it doesn't have the intended effect.
Sean, can I ask a question?
Please.
Is failing a roll negative to our goals?
No.
Great. Then I would like to roll it again, if I may.
You can.
At a -3.
Yes, that is correct.
As I see them like an equal amount look like going towards Arda, Zahark screams,
come here, you bastards! Fight me!
Maybe your wisp glows even brighter.
It turns black.
Wow.
Add in some flavor?
Please, yeah.
I imagine maybe in that she's kind of like clinging to this upper walkway. Maybe Arda's landing was a bit slippery, and she's kind of like dangling precariously as there's some of the Horde around. And those are the ones that are still stuck on her as she sees Zahark try and rally them towards him.
That is a 15.
Makes it. As you like yell louder, this orb burns brighter. It almost looks like these creatures, they stop, their feet plant on the ground, and for a split second their upper body like lurches forward as if they supplant themselves, and all of them just crack their bodies towards you. And start to...
He's found his people.
Yes, Zahark is going to eat them.
And start to stampede after you.
Right, bring it the fuck on.
For that benefit, and this is for Arda only, so now for the next round, which is just about to come up, you take a -2, Zahark, to anything that may or may not happen, and you get a +2, Arda, to anything that may or may not happen.
And also, Pinch has got a +2.
I was going to say, Pinch has one as well. And Clink is just hurt.
Just in mild despair.
No. Yeah. Clink can't see.
Yeah. My turn.
My glasses.
He can't see without his compound eyes.
Oh, no. I don't want to think about that.
I actually have blind sense. Yes, I can. I can sort of sense without my compound eyes.
Oh, okay. But it's still sad.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
Same ordering?
Yep.
Not me again. Please, not me. He wants to kill my character because no one's done it yet.
It's... It's the dice, Phil. It's the dice.
The dice
answer all.
I get to attack two people.
Yeah.
It insisted on, like, I rolled Arda three times, so I had to keep re-rolling to get someone else, which is very funny.
Just attack me.
Attack her twice.
I don't want it, but even.
So, two things happen simultaneously. Clink, as you're dragged across by Dex and you barrel through double doors, there's immediately one of those creatures at the door right by your ear, and it just screeches. And again, it is that sonic damage that's going to go up against you. And let me, I'll do Arda as well.
How much?
So, Arda.
Yes.
You are scurrying on the upper levels and you make your way through a crack into a different room, which is like an open, almost like a religious church, almost as rows upon rows of pews as you're making your way up along the walls in the top side. And one creature drops down from the ceiling and it similarly screeches right in your face as it drops down. It's like a drop down screech on its way down.
Drop air.
And you are going to take...
Does the distract give her any kind of mitigation?
It will be 7 to you, and it will be 10 to you, Arda. However, there's a fortitude save. Arda, you take it at a +2. Clink, you do not.
Okay. Fortitude.
So this is +2 in addition to my normal save.
Fort save, and then whatever you roll, +2.
Oofed.
That's a 1.
20.
So that is 6.
So you are going to take out of the full 10
yep.
hit points of damage straight to the stamina points first before the hit points. And because you succeeded, Clink, Dex happens to be in the way, is on the right side, so takes a lot of the sonic damage by itself and muffles it, so you only take 3 points of damage.
Okay. I've got 1 point of stamina left, so it's going to start eating my HP very soon.
You also, by the way...
How much does he wear for that? Come on. He's got, if he's...
Dex?
Yeah.
Well, does he have a fort save?
He does, yeah. It's not great, but he has one. He got a 6.
Yep, so 7 points of damage for Dex. Because he took the full brunt of it.
Yeah, he took it.
He's a good little robot.
Both of you in this round, no matter what the skill check is, -2.
Cool.
Because
you're discombobulated.
Fucked up, yeah.
Clink.
Bro, straight up.
Right, so I reckon this next room is like a workshop of flesh and bone. So it's like where they make biomechanical undead devices. So it's like a machine shop to this... conveyor belts, gantries, machines of uncertain use and provenance laid out in a sort of, you know, obviously factory design, but what the hell is made here, who knows? And the horde here is clambering along conveyor belts and dropping down from hooks and stuff that would hold raw materials and things. Can I use engineering to work out where in the ship I am? I've been fleeing for like 3 rounds. I'm in some kind of crazy workshop. I need to reorient myself. I need to work out where the No Wrong Answers is and how in the hell I'm going to get ship.
That unfortunately fits more as a navigate, because it's not a special ability.
My navigate sucks.
Well, you are under extreme duress.
Well, yeah. Sucks to suck.
Okay, well, I guess I'll go athletics then, because it's my best of a bad lot.
Ooh, you're looking to scramble.
I don't have good acrobatics, bluff, intimidate, or survival. So,
I
scramble. You know, I find myself in this machine hall with all these machines, and high up along one wall is a place where, like, raw materials come in. And so I'm going to try and climb over machines and get myself into that conveyor belt passage.
Great.
And out of this room as it fills up.
Remember your -2.
Yes, so I get just a +2 to navigate here. Okay, so that's a dirty 20.
Woo!
That's going to do it.
Love a dirty 20.
And Dex, he's starting to fizzle and crack, but he does, for a moment, stumble into this room, and I look at him.
Which way do you think, friend?
And he hovers up above me, does a quick kind of circle above my head, and then points and darts towards a hole where raw materials come in.
That's a long way up. I think I can climb it. All right. Hop up.
And he lands back on my shoulder, and with a little run up, as the horde starts to fill up the room once more, take a running leap. A hand goes to grab my leg, but he actually digs deep, pulls into a leap, grabs the edge of the ledge, and hauls himself into this passage and out of the room before the horde can get him and drag him down to his death.
Hinch.
If I wanted to use my trick attack ability, would that fall under activate ability or would it fall under the ranged attack to help with the intimidation?
It would fall under the activate ability mainly because it can be any special ability, mm-hmm. which it is,
great.
That is a standard attack or a full action,
great.
Which works, whereas the intimidate skill is just a single ranged attack
right.
that
so
can assist
to,
with the intimidate.
It would have to be the ability.
Yeah, so it
great.
Falls under the ability, which is a good use of it.
What I would like to do then is I would like to start... by the next time he comes across one of those areas where the vent has kind of cracked and separated from itself, he can see down into a room clearly, he would like to use that and use the fact that he is nearly fully covered except for that like crevice and lay down flat and put the tip of the sonic pistol through the gap and shoot down into the room.
Amazing. And this room in particular, you know what? It's the corridor that had the dead person.
Oh, great.
That
so
was
I know
there.
Where we are now.
Yeah, cool. So you're still well into the belly of the
yeah.
beast, but it's there. And it's slowly starting to move. You can see it's hardly able to move, but this
poor
thing...
guy.
Poor guy.
He's trying.
Him.
Missed the rest.
Feel free to make that trick attack
for me.
He
missed the rush, though. Awesome. So there isn't a check to activate it, but I still need to do my stealth roll, I presume?
Actually, you know what? No. For flavor's sake, because it does say that it's not meant to be a check,
mm-hmm.
for the purpose of this, you set it off.
Okay.
Your trick attack works.
Great.
Yeah.
So does that mean I'm just doing damage?
Yeah. So just
okay, great.
Do some damage for me. It's always good to see by how much you...
Yes.
Eviscerate things.
That is a total of 12.
And I misspoke. This thing is not moving, of course, because its head was caved in.
Oh, yeah.
So it's very much unmoving.
Maybe it's trying.
It's twitching.
Yeah, it's twitching slightly.
Yeah.
And you hear the roar of a couple of soul reanimated, and they start to run through, and you time it perfectly.
As they pass the gap, I'm just taking them down.
Hot shot a few of them, mate, and you start to create a bit of a reanimated pile, as it were, as they add to the already concaved head-laden creature.
You make a little barrier out of them.
Well,
that's
I would
so
like
good.
To, I was going to say, I want to make a second roll now. I would like to now drop down through the gap that I'm
yep.
shooting through, and I would like to land in the pile of bodies I've just created.
That is either going to be... I would say it's a scramble.
Scramble,
so
yeah,
yeah,
I was
clambering
thinking,
over obstacles, swinging across
yeah.
gaps, or running nimbly through
yeah,
the
I
ship.
Was thinking,
yeah,
like that.
So that's going to be your athletics roll.
That's my worst one out of all of them, and
yeah.
I'm taking it at a -3. So
I mean, you're dropping down
we'll
a bit
how
onto
this goes.
Flesh,
yeah,
and just praying.
Might
to,
as well, you know,
praying to the rat goddess.
Yeah, exactly.
Shall
praying
yeah.
to grandma.
Yeah, grandma.
Please, granny. So that would be 12.
Does not make it. You still jump down.
Yeah.
You miss.
Yeah. I miss the pile.
Yeah. You don't take damage, but you like clearly miss. You make a loud sound as your armor, your environmental suit, like your guns clang, and the sound
right.
reverberates
awesome.
Throughout. And you hear like a as several of them start
excellent.
To just converge upon where they heard the sound, and you scamper off. Arda.
Arda, allowing the blue circuitry of her magic, she just trembling points below down on the floor and creates a small but brilliant light that is in the silhouette of her form and moves it away from herself. As she tries to scurry down this railing, back down onto the floor, through another room, out.
Yeah, and you can see the horde of reanimated try and tackle this being of light and falling through and stumbling over one another, clawing and scraping and trying biting at this thing as you disappear through a small door at the end of a long row of pews. Zahark, not too far behind. Zahark
needs to... figure out a way out of this place. So he is actually just going to try and navigate. Nothing terribly complicated.
Nope, just need to hit that survival.
He's just trying to navigate his way out. He doesn't have great survival, but it's not bad either. Well, that's a 10 total, so not great.
No.
Fantastic.
You try to ascertain where might be the best possible path, but just the glob of creatures that are just kind of like oozing out of every possible door. The only one that you can see that is clear is where Arda went.
In that case, I'm going to follow, and because I stupidly threw my gun away.
You did say that, and I didn't know that.
I did say that.
Do you have any aggressive cantrips? Give me the old zappy zuzu.
Ah, okay.
Ah, yes.
Here we are. Okay, the wisp can attack.
Oh, great.
And
there
it can
go.
Do ranged attack. Are you happy with...
That's absolutely fine.
Fantastic. It doesn't need to roll to attack.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't do anything. It doesn't do damage, so it doesn't actually help me at all. Fuck.
What a roller coaster.
What a
we
long
all just
way to say
on.
Nothing.
Oh my god.
I don't want to use these spells. Fine, I'm going to use the fucking mind blast.
Yeah, go for it.
Zahar
could
mind
be
thrust.
Angry.
Mind thrust. I use mind thrust on one of these fuckers. It makes a save, a will save.
Thrusting everyone out of the way with your mind.
What's the will save?
15.
No, absolutely.
Good.
Not.
Take 2d10. Here we go. 18 Ooh. Points of damage.
Hey. Yeah, you explode 3 heads in a row.
Damn.
Like, boom, boom, boom.
And then
pop.
I will use that ranged attack damage to try and intimidate my way out.
Absolutely.
With a +4. Fuck. God damn it. God fucking damn it. So that's +1 because I'm at an -3, right?
What's that? Yeah. Sorry?
I'm at a...
-3 for your second action.
Oh, yes.
None
yes.
of them are distracted by
that's 11.
The fake
art. That's 11.
No!
Fuck me.
I didn't purposely do it, so... Well, I don't know.
You pop them, but they just keep coming. 3 go down, 6 more take their place and just start like pushing the body out the way, scrambling to continue on. I mean, do you want to go for a -6?
I will go for a -6.
So holy shit.
Can I keep the +4 from the attack as a bonus? Or does it have to be a separate thing?
It'd have to be a separate thing.
That's fine. I'll go for a different action. I'm just going to do it as a standard action.
This is just your...
just raw intimidate.
No bonuses on top.
I'm just trying to spook him with -6. Fuck me. No.
Oh, no.
That's fine. I'm getting all these bad rolls out.
That's
it's fine.
Right. That's
it's,
right.
It's bad as well. Zahak is running out of steam. His wisp ally doesn't help him deal them damage. He blows up a couple of heads screaming, die, die, die. But they just keep fucking popping back up. He's tired. He's stressed. He can't keep going on. And he scrambles following Arda, and they begin to catch up to him.
Pinch, Clink, Arda, Zahark, roll me a d4.
I don't wanna!
It's never good.
A different d4.
Pinch.
2.
Zahark, what did you get?
I got a 3.
Also 3 for Arda.
And a 1 for Clink.
Was that
a room swapper and Arda and I are both still in the same fucking room?
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
It was?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
They want you to... Actually, the win condition is you guys need to
kiss and make up.
We need to somehow figure out our polar different ideas about
death. You need to align your politics.
In a room swapper, we all ended up in the exact same place.
Yeah.
Zahak. So,
Arda, let go.
Just die.
Wait.
That's hypocritical of you, as you are continuing to run also.
Arda, hug me and we die together.
And then Clink and I can escape.
Oh my gosh, we Toy Story it, where I use my jump jets and carry you out.
Oh, I thought you meant where we hold hands and accept
the
inevitability.
As you go into the lava.
Again, the polar opposites are not helping.
The four of you make your way out from differing areas. Now, here's how I'm going to check this out with a few other roles.
Check this out.
Fucking check this out, guys. I'm
well,
going to
do some more friggin' damage to me.
Hey, guys, watch this as Sean rolls 15 times.
Here's the thing. I think we're going to be, like, one of us is going to be the opposite side of the building or ship.
I feel like I'm extremely lost, so it's probably me.
But you took the time to
Clink.
Navigate.
I failed them, all my navigates, yeah. Oh,
Clink, you're on fire.
Actually, no, we'll start with Pinch.
Oh, come on.
Pinch, you barrel down on this group of people and you are just running. Even though you were in the correct spot before, you have had to take so many detours and each new turn is more reanimated. You're diving, whipping, ducking, weaving, leaping over things. And at this point, you don't know where exactly you are, but you have to keep running. It is survival at this point. and you find yourself on a top level. Like, you are going higher, higher, scurrying up a ladder, and you eventually come out into an open space where there is an empty dock. This is one of the higher levels. There's an empty dock.
A dock, you say?
And
empty, you say?
And at that point, you hear...
No!
Coming down... Teresh!
I knew being a criminal would pay off.
In the Adaran ship, lands on the platform as you are swarmed by these creatures behind you.
Lucky and fuck.
The hangar bay drops open. All aboard, old friend!
He's gonna first stop to store his gun back in his mouth. Just for convenience sake. And then he's gonna take a running leap at the... He's just literally diving in.
And you hear, oh shit! As he sees what's behind you. And the hangar bay starts to go up and you just meet the gap.
Yeah.
And you just hear, what the f-? And then it cuts.
Clink.
Clink.
Oh my god.
You, if not for the will of Dex, would be fucking lost. Dex is like whirring its electricity. Its bolts are like, you know, it's damaged a bit, but you are almost blind.
Yeah. And you took a mace to the face.
But you feel yourself on familiar ground as you feel the railing that you're on. You can feel the coldness before you. You feel the red is lessened. And then, as you stumble forward, your mandible, well, your, what do you call it? Your appendages slap.
Antennae.
No, your hands.
Oh, my hands,
what do,
yeah.
What do we call them then? Your appendages.
Yeah, my appendages, my hands. Yeah.
Slap onto a very familiar feeling.
Nah.
The no be. Wrong answers.
Aww, it's home. If only you could see Phil imaginary
Clink.
Caressing this ship.
I
right
give
now.
You a choice. You can either leave without them or deal with a potential another round where you may get hurt, as these things are on your tail.
Fuck it, man. No one would judge you.
Turn around. I've got 3 grenades left.
And how many arms?
I'm going to pull the first one and throw it at the horde.
Arda, I'm at the ship. If you're going to make it, you better make it quick.
Cut. And we
fucking hell.
We go as Zahark and Arda are side by side racing.
What's the countdown app, by the way?
Whatever you want it to be, babe.
No, minute. Right. Yeah.
As Arda and Zahark, you're racing along another side of the level, on the completely other side of the gaping moor, and you see the ship is shuddering, it is quaking. Things are dropping. You hear like the wrenching as a ship is seemingly tearing itself from the inside as the swarm is gathering behind you. And you do see a lone Eoxian fighter. You see many, but there is a couple there that are there for the take.
We can find our way out of this together or go our separate ways.
As we run.
What do you think I've been doing with you this whole way?
Saving my life?
Sure.
I'm going to barrel towards one of the fighters, get on and hopefully fly
Zahark, same
off.
Or a different one?
I think there's literally like a second of pause where he looks at her.
And maybe by that time she's already kind of gotten to the door and stops.
Yeah. And what is Zahark thinking?
What's the point? If his entire life's work has been taken from him, why bother? Like, renewing the universe was the point. Rebuilding the entire fucking thing from the ground up. Rebirth, entire universe rebirth. And that's gone. So I think he just stands there.
Zahark, you said all things must die. That time will come, but there's no need to rush the end.
Fine, you're right.
And he'll run up. To get into the ship.
As you are running up, as you are running up into the ship,
reformed.
You hear over your comlink.
Arda, I'm at the ship. If you're gonna make it, you better make it quick.
We're in an Eoxian fighter. Can you send me your coordinates?
I'll join you in space.
Just fire up the ship.
Oh,
good lord.
and he fires up, and at the same time, the Adaran ship fires up as you clamber into the cockpit.
Hugging Tarashan Lion.
As the ship powers up and turns towards, like, as it, you know, spins up, I'm going to want to bring the front flat cannons to bear. And, like, as, like, a horde of them come out of the body of the ship, just unleash a barrel of starship flak into these creatures and just send bits of them in a fountain. And then the thrusters reach full power and kicks out.
Florent!
As your ships start to just disperse any which way.
Yeah, fuck it. We'll meet later.
Yeah. Managed to just get past the Omen Bringer, the Mouth, the Maw, dispersing in different areas. Pinch, who has come from a completely different side of the ship as well.
4, 3, 2, 1.
And you can see already, as your ships have been coming from the outside, how the ship has started to compress into itself. It's sucking itself in. It's like bones breaking and shattering as it pulls itself into a tiny ball, the last of which is that single barb, that spike, and the blue hue fades into a grey. And as it's slowly shrinking, there's a second of perceived silence. And then flat disc and just explodes out in every direction. An Omen Bringer that rockets and buffets your ships. We cut to Pinch, who is clinging onto Teresh, who says,
"Was that the danger you were looking for?"
"Oh yeah, oh yeah, we found it. We found it, and now I'm ready to leave it alone for a bit."
We cut to Clink with Regis.
"Did you find the answers you were looking for?"
"And then some."
And we cut to the lone Eoxian fighter where Zahark is sitting in the co-pilot's seat next to Arda.
His head's twisted around looking at the explosion.
"I know this cost you dearly. I also know that you did save my life back there. I am grateful for that."
"I think people save each other's lives by being helpful to each other, not in those heroic acts."
"Well, I hope that maybe we can be helpful to each other for many more years to come."
"So do I, Arda Prime. So do I."
And we zoom in to the twinkling eye of Arda, and as we zoom out of the eye, we get one final look at the destruction of the Omen Bringer as the various bits of debris and decay will add to the lost section of space that is the diaspora, adds to the annals of stories that are peppered throughout the packed worlds, some known, some unknown, scattered across time and space. And that's the end of Among the Dust.
Oh my god!
Well done, everyone.
Well done.
Well, fucking play.
I cannot believe we all survived that.
Yeah, I know. Everyone. I was sure I was gonna.
Oh, for sure.
I was absolutely 100% sure.
I was so sure you were going to whisper my ass back into the fucking throng. Be like,
get it.
You have been listening to Among the Dust, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/rolltocast. Starfinder and all associated properties are trademark of Paizo Incorporated, authorized through Paizo's community use policy.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.